Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 160. Today I want to talk about boundaries and grace. Two things that I struggle with greatly, even into adulthood, even until this day, as I'm recording this, something that I'm continuing to work on with myself. Something that while I teach my fifth grade students, we have talked a lot about in our class, especially about grace. The idea of boundaries is more specific for some of my students compared to others. But grace is one of those things in our classroom that we talk a lot about. I've talked to my students about giving ourselves grace, self-grace, if you will, but also having grace for each other. And compassion and empathy is tied in there. To me, grace is just so powerful and so important. It helps with decision making. It helps with relationship building. It takes that pressure, the unneeded pressure. I think pressure can be good sometimes. But when we have it all the time, because there's a loop, a treadmill in your head, this voice that's just telling you that we need to do better, there's more we need to do, that we're not doing enough, that we're making mistakes. It ties in with positive and negative self-talk. But grace is such an important thing. And I, like I said in the beginning of this episode, it's something I'm continuing to work on. I don't have it figured out. I get into really deep ruts and these rhythms, not really rhythms, but routines of negative self-talk and not giving myself grace. And on the other side, doubling down on giving other people a lot of grace. I'm a very, I don't want to say graceful person, but I guess you would say graceful person, right? I give other people so much grace, and I'm a people pleaser. It's just naturally who I am. I watch my mom do it and my dad, but my mother is naturally a very graceful person. She gives people love without judgment. She views people without judgment, and she is a very graceful person. And that was her job as a nurse as well. So we have a lot of similarities there as far as our jobs are very heavily reliant on relationships, but also helping people in a way, supporting people, if you will. As a fifth grade teacher, it's a really slippery slope, and I know that my first year, there's a huge learning curve about giving myself grace, and it's really challenging. But anyway, my point was, when you're in a situation like that where your job is reliant so heavily on supporting others, supporting young minds, supporting your coworkers, or being part of teams, and you're already naturally a people pleaser and people person, and what I mean by that is you like to help people, and you give other people grace, and you see the best in people, and you want them to hit their potential, even if they do you wrong, you're focused on the next time they'll do better. Overall, I love the approach because it just feels natural for me. But I can also see when I step back and view my life and view kind of how my life goes sometimes, and when I feel really anxious and really stressed, it's when I'm not giving myself grace. And this ties nicely right into the next topic of boundaries. I didn't grow up with boundaries as far as I didn't know what it was. I probably had boundaries, and my parents had boundaries for me. And I feel really grateful for that. But I don't feel like I do that well of having boundaries as an adult. And what that does for me is I once told somebody, I was talking with someone, and I said, I have really high highs. When my life feels like I'm just floating in a good way, when I'm just in rhythm, when everything just seems to be going well, those are really high highs for me. But my lows are really, really low. I feel the highs really, really deeply, and I feel the lows really deeply. My neutral is not very often. And it's amazing when it's in the highs, but those lows are really, really tough. I don't know how much of that is tied into boundaries, but it's been actually a really cool experience because, like I said, there's some specific students in my class.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Class where boundaries are really important, and I have to verbalize, I'm not going to stay in this conversation and talk to you right now because every time I try to respond, you interrupt me. And I will say to them very specifically, my boundary right now is not being interrupted when I'm trying to explain something. If you're unable to do that, I'm going to walk away because I cannot be engaged in this conversation. Do I always have time to say it like that? Of course not. You could probably imagine in a fifth grade classroom, you don't always have the time for that. But I would never say that to an adult. And it is so interesting to me. I would never say that to an adult unless I was in like a verbal altercation where it was very heated and it would have to be a stranger. And I don't know if that sounds crazy, but I do a much better job talking to my fifth grade students who are 10 and 11 years old and saying to them, and I tell them, I encourage them to have boundaries of their own. They should, of course, have boundaries. If I'm not listening to them, they should say, Mr. Handel, my boundary has been crossed because I feel like you've been unfair or you're not listening or whatever they feel like their boundary was crossed. I feel so natural when I'm telling certain students, this is my boundary right now. You're speaking really unkindly to me and it's crossing my boundary. So I'm going to walk away. But would I ever say that to an adult? Absolutely not. And it's shown up in my romantic relationships. I don't know how to have boundaries. And I get anxious, I get nervous, I get worked up because I really don't know how to set boundaries with my adult relationships. And I'm just now kind of realizing that as I'm speaking this out. But grace and boundaries, I have found so impactful, so nurturing for us and our relationships and the people around us. If you are naturally a people person, even if you're not, I just connect with that idea a little bit more. So for me, it's a little more natural to share my perspective on it. But no matter who you are and you're listening right now, giving ourselves grace, giving other people grace. You're in traffic, you get cut off, giving that person some grace. And I feel like I have really found a stride with that. Do I do it too often? Probably. I could work on, maybe that's part of my boundary, right? I could work on maybe not giving so much grace because then it gets unhealthy. And when I give too much grace, then I don't give myself enough grace. And that maybe sounds crazy, but when I keep giving and giving and giving to other people, I overlook myself. It's not walking on the treadmill. It's not recording the podcast episodes. It's not journaling. It's not meditating. It's not eating right. That's what happens to me when I don't have my healthy boundaries. When I give, all my grace goes to other people, and I have none left for myself. So let's continue to give ourselves more grace, continue to give other people more grace, and let's set some healthy boundaries. I'm going to keep working on it. I hope that you do too. We are at 99 Apple Podcast reviews. We're almost to 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I looked at that number, I saw 99, and what a journey. What a journey. Episode 160, 99 Apple Podcast reviews. We're closing in on 300,000 total listens on this podcast. 4 years and counting, my friends, and I love you so much. Thank you for giving me a passion and an inspiration to sit down and record my thoughts and know without a doubt that someone's going to listen to it. People are going to listen to it. People reach out. If you feel a connection to the episode, please try to find somehow to reach out to me. It means so much to me to know that you're getting a little bit from each episode. So I appreciate you. I hope you find some value about grace and boundaries. Continue to try to practice it, just being yourself and being who you are meant to be. Please remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. Remember that Black Lives Matter. Remember that trans rights are human rights. Remember to be kind to each other and just spread more love. We continue to need it in this world. I will see you, my friend, on the next one.